Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Planting time is here, and with 78,000 miles of public roads and 77,000 farms in the state, there is increased likelihood in the next several weeks of car drivers meeting up with farmers moving equipment farm to farm out on the highway.
The planting equipment, the tillage equipment, some of your widest equipment is going to be out on the roads in the next few weeks. And because farmers are in a hurry, they may or may not have the right SMV emblems or lighting and marking that they should. People are under a lot of stress. So it's really important that everybody just stop and think about what's going on and take preventive measures.
UK safety specialist Mark Pershowitz suggests that farmers use every flasher available, even to add flashing beacon lights. For motorists, especially on more rural roads, we need to back it down a little.
Yes, it's especially challenging with all the hilly and twisty roads we have because they're also narrow, which makes it hard for equipment to stay on its side of the road. But people just have to remember that there's some potentially dangerous pieces of equipment on the road, and it's for everybody's safety, not just the motor vehicle operator or the tractor operator, but everybody's safety. People need to slow down.
As he mentioned in that first comment, some of that equipment may be wider than the oncoming tractor or truck pulling it, so a wary eye and a little lower speed give everyone a better chance. We'll be right back.
We're the Evans and Butler Poultry Farm in Calhoun, Kentucky. A lot of people don't realize just how big poultry is in Kentucky. It's a $900 million product that has allowed many of us to stay on the family farm. It's important for us to raise the poultry the way we would want to have it raised because we eat it ourselves. We are a Kentucky farm family, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Poultry Federation and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Back with UK Farm Safety Specialist Mark Pershowitz. For motorists coming up on a tractor or truck moving equipment, he says we need to be especially cautious about unexpected left turns, not into driveways or roads, but into unmarked entrances to farm fields.
Yes, that's a common misconception that people have. Again, as we are more removed from the farm each generation, people don't realize that farmers turn into fields as well as into driveways. It's just a good idea to reduce speed and stay back and look for things like field entrances. And it's also important for the farmer, tractor operator, to be aware that somebody might be wanting to pass there and to take extra precaution.
He urges farmers to pull over whenever possible to let stacked-up traffic get by, and for all of us to turn off cell phones and put our full attention on the road. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.